Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, the CEO of the Nevada Builders Association, Aaron West, here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
When in Carson City, Nevada Newsmakers records in the conference room at the Bank Saloon. Coverage of the 2021 Nevada legislative session is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Ahern Rentals is ready for your next project. Liberty Dental Plan, making members shine one smile at a time. And Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome back to the program Aaron West. He is CEO of the Nevada Builders Alliance, and they are also the owners of the Bank Saloon, which is where we are taping, and thanks again for letting us be here. Just give me your thoughts on the session so far.
Well, it's been kind of interesting, right? It got off to a really slow start. There's obviously been grumblings about some pretty major, you know, pieces of legislation that some never came to fruition, like innovation zones. But there's also still, you know, some pretty big policy conversations out there that we haven't even seen bills on. Big one on, you know, I think there, we're definitely seeing an emphasis on renewable energy and, you know, reducing carbon emissions and things of that nature. And so I think thinking long term, that's probably going to have, I think, one of the most significant impacts going forward for the average, you know, resident.
So we're about 3 weeks out from the end of the session.
Yeah.
And yet the energy bill has not dropped yet.
Exactly.
So is this the middle of the night, you know, two nights before the session winds down?
Right. You'd really hope not. I mean, it's sad that it, where we're at, right, from a technology standpoint, I mean, you can blame whatever on COVID and the fact that we're not in the building, but that's no reason not to put a piece of legislation out there and allow, you know, some constructive conversation and at least reading the darn thing, right, so we know what's in it. So, there's definitely been a lot of frustration this session with the building being closed, with the Zoom, you know, calls, and all of us have used Zoom over the course of, you know, the shutdown and found it to be very productive. But when you allow only the legislators on Zoom and the bill presenters, and if you want to be heard, you have to call in. It's very clunky. You know, there's just been a lot of issues with getting your opinion on the record.
One of the things that shocked me, because I thought it was incredibly rude, if nothing else, was during the hearings on natural gas, that the head of Southwest Gas and the head of ND Energy got 2 minutes apiece to talk.
Right.
That is absurd.
Right. Yeah, and that's kind of going back to the frustrations from a lot of us with the process, right? The idea that normally you would have the bill presenters, they get, you know, however long they need to present the bill. You have an organized opposition, you know, or support, whatever that looks like, that gets their time to present their case. And then you go into support, oppose, you know, arrangements. The idea that bill presenters have been given as much time as they want, and then we pick an arbitrary, so in the case of AB 380, it was, they had an hour and a half to present their side of it. And then when it came down to it, all the opposition had to squeeze into 15 minutes. And that's where it was, you had 15 minutes of support, 15 minutes of opposition, 15 minutes of neutral. Well, support and neutral didn't use all their time, and yet there were 30 people that didn't get to speak in opposition because of those time constraints. So those are the challenges that I'm talking about. And you know, we are starting to see the building open up now. And it's awesome to see folks actually there, being able to look them in the eyes, you know, and make their case.
Are you still restricted to having an appointment and only being able to see one legislator?
Yeah,
you
have to, you know, if you don't have your vaccination, you have to be tested. You have to have very specific. Now, as long as there's, you know, you can not only, well, you have limitations on seeing legislators, but then you can actually get into the committee room so that you can participate in the conversation.
Yeah, I went in for the first time in 20 years. I actually got a press pass because there was no way to get into the building otherwise, and I was really shocked to see the empty rooms. Empty hallways. I mean, there were people in the rooms, but not in the hallways, or at the deli where you would normally see it packed with lobbyists,
right.
And you could just shoot a cannon through there.
Yep.
I'm not sure it's good for democracy.
I would agree.
And I don't understand at this point. Scott Gottlieb, who was a former FDA chairman, was on Face the Nation yesterday as we're taping this, and said that he believes at this point that masks are no longer necessary, even within buildings. Dr. Fauci was on Meet the Press and had a different version of that. But it seems we're getting to the point where a lot of these restrictions should be dropped, especially if people have been vaccinated.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I mean, Banks Lynn is a perfect example, right? You know, we get a lot of folks through here. Most of the folks that are coming over from the building, they all have been vaccinated, you know, and our vaccination rates statewide are actually, you know, pretty solid. So, yeah, the idea that it's just some of this stuff seems fairly arbitrary, right? So as long as I'm outside the doors, I don't have to wear a mask because I'm outside. But as soon as I step in, then all of a sudden I have to have the mask. And if I get too close to somebody, then I have to put a mask on. I don't know. At this point, I think most of the people that we know have either got it or got vaccinated or, you know, or have determined that they're probably resistant. So I'm really looking forward to June 1, right? So that was the governor's stated goal was June 1, reopen everything 100%, make it happen. So let's see if he's good to his word.
And it's interesting because the timing is great because June 1 is right before June 7, which is when World of Concrete, the first big convention, is going to show up at the convention center.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, I had to run down to Vegas for business and was thoroughly impressed with the number of people in the airport and just the activity around town. So, I'm you know, cautiously optimistic that they're going to get things going full speed down there.
And then you look at Texas, where there are no restrictions.
Yeah.
And Arizona, no restrictions.
Right.
And this is, I believe, the right thing, which is if businesses or people want to have restrictions, it's fine as far as I'm concerned. If you're a business owner, you say, hey, you can't come in here without a mask, that's fine. Then that's my choice whether to do that or not.
Right.
But, you know, if you don't want to have masks, then that should be a choice as well.
Yeah, unfortunately, through this whole thing, we've really put business owners in just a precarious position of being the enforcement arm, right, of this thing. So it's the individuals don't really have any accountability, but OSHA or in some cases even law enforcement come in and can, you know, go after the business owners for not enforcing these rules. So it's been frustrating at best.
The whole natural gas deal, what ended up happening with that? Because doesn't appear that the bill never really dropped.
Yeah, so it was introduced, went to committee, and then didn't make it out of committee by the first deadline. So, I think it was significant enough and required, it really required a lot more collaboration and conversation, and so it's frustrating that we didn't have that leading into the session. But thankfully, the powers that be recognized that this was a little bit bigger topic and something that really required more consideration. And so, let's not try and stuff it through this session. Let's go back, really identify, and what I hope is that, working with the industry, we can identify priorities within. I get it. We need to reduce our carbon footprint, right? Everybody wants to try and do something to address climate change, but we really need to be looking at, what are those fully considered costs associated with doing that? And does it make more sense, for us to invest money in innovation to try and reach some of these goals instead of just saying, we're going to cut it off? And we've talked before, my frustration really was the fact that they were targeting residential and commercial use, which by the state's own report only contributes 4% of our total greenhouse gas emissions. So, why are we talking about such a significant financial impact to everyone in the state to try and address that 4%?
And, the irony is that even NV Energy is saying, no, we don't want that extra business because they run all these gas-powered plants, and therefore the replacement costs of those would be huge.
Right. And infrastructure, right? I mean, that's one of the things, one of the struggles that we're having right now is, everybody's really big on infill development, but we're also talking about, considerable increase in the use of electric vehicles, which require charging stations, and that electrical infrastructure that we're now having to figure out, are we going to be able to retrofit some of these buildings that are out there? And in infill positions, do they have the infrastructure necessary within the grid to actually provide the power necessary?
I think it's very important for people to be very aware of what's going on the East Coast right now, which is that this distribution of gasoline and jet fuel all up and down the East Coast has been shut off by ransomware. And wow. That the federal government is intervening at this point to try and figure out what's going on and fix this. Being reliant on only one source of energy is not necessarily the smartest plan to go with.
Right. Yeah, and I'll give Elon Musk credit. I listened to a podcast recently where he was talking, he has a reason to promote this, right? He has the solar company, the battery company, the car, the electric car company. He's vertically integrated. Obviously, this is a priority for him. And even he said, look, as long as we're actually on a pretty good trajectory, we've been doing a lot to reduce our carbon emissions. As long as we don't screw it up, just keep working on a diligent pace and, we'll get there.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back more with Aaron West after this timeout.
Located in the heart of Carson City, the Bank Saloon, a historic watering hole with a modern feel. With a variety of classic cocktails featuring Nevada spirits, space for private events, conferences, and an incredible atmosphere. The Bank Saloon offers a great location to work and play. Come visit us. Located at the corner of 5th and Carson, we'll save you a drink.
Serving Our Kids Foundation's mission is to serve homeless, at-risk, and food-insecure children in grades K through 8 throughout Southern Nevada. During the pandemic, Serving Our Kids has seen a 42% increase in the number of children served, providing more than 4,500 meals to kids in over 100 schools weekly. Serving Our Kids is powered by community support and volunteers. To learn how you can help, visit servingourkids.org.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Aaron West. He's the CEO of the Nevada Builders Alliance. You were here with James Settlemyer for a couple of minutes before he left and you took over the seat here. and we were talking about the need for employees, and you've talked about this on the program several times now, and many others within the construction industry, that it's incredibly hard to get employees at this point in just about every field. And what he started talking about was incentives for people to go back to work. So right. instead of $300 towards unemployment, which means you're making more money than you were making at your regular job, that you would get an incentive payment of perhaps something similar. Right. What do you think about that?
Well, it's crazy that we have to even think about that, right? In years past, it was, hey, you know, where are the jobs? Let's get people where the jobs are, and we're talking good jobs. And so the idea that now we have to incentivize people to now take those jobs is a little shocking to me. But I guess Nevada's in a really interesting position, because Southern Nevada and Northern Nevada are just so different, right? And so in Northern Nevada, we have more jobs than we have people to fill. In Southern Nevada, because of all the layoffs related to hospitality and gaming, they're still struggling a bit. So I think whatever that looks like, there's plenty of opportunity for everyone out there. We just, if nothing else, this has been an interesting kind of social experiment when you change the rules on everything at once, right? So, you know, our landlords and property owners are going to be able to hold on to their homes and apartments that they had been renting, right, that they own as rentals, as the eviction moratorium and all those things continue to get pushed out. You know, can we get people back to work after they've had this incentive to not work? And, you know, and so trying to unwind all this and put the systems that we had in place that were still, you know, maintaining a very productive society, it's going to be a challenge.
Well, you know, and the other side of this is that Northern Nevada has been booming for quite a while. Southern Nevada is on the cusp of really booming. Once the industry gets back to normal in terms of gaming, but also with the lands bill that's moving through for Clark County, you're going to see Apex starting to grow. You're going to see the area down by Ivanpah really starting to grow. Southern Nevada Water Authority, John Ensminger, was on the program talking about how they're putting in the water at this point for that. That's the beginning of this.
Right.
But you're going to need thousands of workers
right.
in the construction industry to be able to put this together. Housing needs in Southern Nevada. I mean, there is a boom there that is going crazy as well. I mean, it's not as crazy as Northern Nevada, but it's getting there.
Yeah, and what's interesting is we're seeing a real transition, you know, much like, to your point, what we've seen in Northern Nevada for a long time, right, is folks that just couldn't afford being in Northern California anymore, but they wanted to be close enough, so they relocated here with their businesses or their industry. And Southern Nevada has seen the same thing. A lot of folks are flooding out of Southern California into, you know, look at the fact that you had 30 million square feet of industrial space constructed just over the last 4 years. Down there, there's a lot of industry coming in. On a scale standpoint, it still pales in comparison to the Strip.
Right.
Right?
And it's always going to.
But it is exciting. And you know, the last number I heard was something like 20,000 folks have moved into Vegas just so far this year. So trying to meet those housing demands. And they're coming here because there's jobs available. Right? So now it's just a matter of how do we really adequately facilitate that transition and diversification of the economy?
Well, and I brought this up a couple of times on the show already, but you know, it seems to me that you know, you can have diversification, but diversification doesn't mean you're ever going to be able to protect the gaming industry and the tourism industry, because if there is any kind of tragedy or downfall,
right.
It is going to get hit. But what you end up doing, as you've seen in Northern Nevada, is your governments don't lose all of their funding and have to fire people because you still have revenue coming in on the other side of this.
Right.
And I think that's what diversification really means. It's not being able to save an industry that's going to get hit. You know, if you're the steel industry and people don't want steel anymore, that industry is going to go away.
Right.
I'm not saying in any way that gaming is going to go. In fact, it's an incredibly resilient business.
Right.
But to me, diversification means divvying up the tax base to where there are other people paying in, so that when it collapses, everything doesn't collapse at the same time.
Right. And it's been kind of interesting, right, in Northern Nevada to see you know, whether it, especially as we've experienced this growth over the last few years, and more folks that are coming here and then becoming resistant to the growth.
Right. Always. It's nothing new there.
Yeah. That's our biggest challenge right now, is we have, severe demand for housing, and yet we have severe opposition to providing that housing. Jurisdictions often get, kind of in the middle of, is development really paying for itself? Are folks, paying their fair share? And when you look at, where are those revenue, where are those payroll dollars going, right? So, going into property taxes, going into sales taxes, which, to your point, the sales tax is really what's, kind of ballooned during this whole thing and really kept the local governments afloat through CTAX.
Yeah. All right, let's take another quick break and we'll be right back.
Tamarack Casino is giving away two Mercedes-Benz during the $125,000 Benz or Cash Giveaways. Plus, players get 5x points on video reels every Friday. Win two Mercedes-Benz now through May at Tamarack Casino.
The Do It Right guys at Nevada Heating have one mission. Your air conditioner breaks down today. We fix it today. Why sweat for days while your air is down when Nevada Heating can get the job done today? And you can get cool again. For nearly 50 years, locally owned Nevada Heating has been getting the job done right. Call today at 323-5585 or see us online at nevadaheating.com.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Tamarack Casino is giving away two Mercedes-Benz during the $125,000 Benz or Cash Giveaways. Plus, players get 5x points on video reels every Friday. Win two Mercedes-Benz now through May at Tamarack Casino.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Aaron West. He is the CEO of the Nevada Builders Alliance. So one of the things that just popped up last week was a new health plan for Nevada, a public option. What are your thoughts on that? What do your members feel?
Well, I think we have been fortunate we were fortunate when the association health plans kind of came back into existence as a result of an executive order from President Trump, and we worked with the Division of Insurance here at the state, created an association health plan. We have a lot of our member companies that are taking advantage of that, right? The idea that you can pool a lot of smaller companies and negotiate rates, as a larger entity. And so I think incentive-based programs like that, I think really get a lot of traction. It'll be interesting to see if my concern is with so many of these, in order to make them solvent, they typically have to then force other people to conform. And participate in these programs in order to make them work. And so if we start, jeopardizing programs that we know are working and saving our member companies, money and allowing them to provide these benefits, then we have to keep a close eye on it.
Well, the other part of it is, how much lower can we compensate doctors and hospitals, et cetera, for the services they provide? We already have such a shortage of every medical field in the state,
right,
that this is just encouraging to me more people to leave to go to a place where they're going to be compensated more fairly.
I think it's a national issue, right? From a healthcare standpoint, we need more doctors, we need more nurses, all of those things. And if you're not incentivizing them to take on, I have a brother who went to med school, $300,000 in debt, right? And so, how are they supposed to address that?
Last thing here is cost of materials.
Yeah.
Anybody who's been trying to buy wood or steel or anything else, whether in the construction industry or just in the home building industry, restoring their homes,
mm-hmm.
Do you see this coming back down anytime soon?
Man, we keep asking that question. It's crazy, you know, with lumber, 400% increase over the last 2 years, steel 50% in the last 6 months. You know, a lot of folks didn't really consider that in most places construction was considered essential during the downturn, and so construction kept going, but all the manufacturing plants that make the materials that we need in order to build were all shut down. And then in most of them that have come back, they're still only operating at 50-60%. You couple that with the backlog of trying to transport so much of our goods from overseas, and it's I'm trying to figure out, what does that look like? How do we get out of this? I hope that at the end of the day, it results in a long-term strategy of how do we onshore more of that manufacturing, and how do we bring a lot of the goods and services that we need to really survive as a society, we bring those back to our shores and maybe have a little more stability over it.
So changing from a service economy to a manufacturing economy would be an interesting balance.
All right.
Aaron West, thank you so much for being here. Appreciate it. And we'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers on television, radio, audio and video, podcasts, and YouTube. We'll see you on the next broadcast coming to you from Carson City. See you then.